WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
First weather with Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow. And Dan, we're going to have some rain this weekend.
Yeah, here we are, the fourth Friday in a row where we're talking about rain in the forecast as we dive into the weekend. 2018 was a wet year, so why wouldn't we kick into the first weekend of 2019 the same way? Things will stay dry during the day today. Pretty chilly out there this morning. 20s and 30s on the temperature map. Skies will become mostly cloudy in pretty quick order this morning. And it will stay fairly mild. Highs upper 40s to around 50, a few degrees warmer than yesterday. Again, dry during the day, but periods of steady rain will arrive tonight. Lows fall to around 40 degrees. And tomorrow overall looks wet. Steady rain in the morning transitions to scattered showers by the afternoon, ending completely tomorrow evening. It'll be cloudy and breezy, highs mid to upper 40s, much drier on Sunday with some good sunshine and an occasional gusty wind, highs near 50 degrees. I still think Sunday is going to be a pretty nice day. Right now, Salem is 30, Denville 28, and Keyport 31.
Time on New Jersey's First News 502, topping our news this hour. Authorities show what can happen when you have multiple agencies communicating and operating on the same page. A total team effort leads to the arrest of two suspects accused of a heinous pre-Christmas crime.
The fatal December robbery led authorities through a multi-state manhunt and finally an arrest in South Carolina. The two suspects, who hail from South Carolina, are accused of holding up a Speedway gas station in Edison at gunpoint. And although 38-year-old victim John Bertram cooperated and handed the money over, he was fatally shot. The investigation involved more than 10 agencies cooperating and leading to the arrests of Marcus Wright and Olya Quinem, who are both 22 years old. They face a slew of charges and are being held in South Carolina as they await extradition back to New Jersey. Matthew White, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Another weekend with rain, as you heard Dan say, fourth in a row. Becoming mostly cloudy today, fairly mild and dry during the day on this Friday. Highs upper 40s to around 50 once again. Periods of steady rain will develop tonight. Lows upper 30s to lower 40s overnight. And tomorrow for Saturday, a wet day on tap. Rain transitioning to scattered showers by the afternoon, ending completely early evening, and then a dry Sunday. Complete details on the forecast straight ahead. Also coming up in our next segment, how many NJ Transit trains are canceled today? You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 506. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Mostly cloudy, fairly mild and dry during the day on this Friday. Daytime highs once again upper 40s to around 50, just like yesterday. But periods of steady rain will become likely tonight, and a wet Saturday for you, as we have rain in the forecast for the fourth weekend in a row. Before the morning commute even started Friday, five NJ Transit trains were canceled. That makes over 20 and counting since a regular weekday schedule returned to start the new year on Wednesday. Fast traffic will keep you updated all morning. Katie Brennan is suing the state, this stemming from her allegation that a former campaign staffer for then-gubernatorial candidate Phil Murphy raped her. Then that staffer, Al Alvarez, was retained by the Murphy administration. Brennan claims emotional distress. This week's appeals court ruling that struck down the way New Jersey uses park exams as a graduation requirement won't mean the end of standardized tests in the state, though it could change how they are administered in high school.
State law says the graduation requirements include passage of an 11th grade test of English, language, arts, and math. Jessica Levin of the Education Law Center says the current rules were struck down because the exit exam covered 10th grade language arts and algebra 1 at any grade level.
There can still be state testing, for example, for purposes of state or federal accountability under federal law. The challenge and the decision specifically deals with the regulations that govern high school graduation testing.
The Department of Education has not yet said if it will appeal the ruling to the Supreme Court. It has until January 30th to decide. At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
The recent suicide of Officer Pablo Santiago has New Jersey law enforcement circling back to a trusted resource, Cop to Cop. Director Sherry Castellano says the peer-to-peer counseling hotline is about rescuing those who are rescuing everybody else.
Just being human, it's normal to have a reaction to the vicarious trauma that police officers are exposed to day to day.
Castellano says without the support system of trained peers, officers are at risk of developing unsafe coping mechanisms. Officers can call 866-267-2267 for confidential counseling 24 hours a day. One man's body found, four firefighters injured in a fire at a 100-year-old home in Trenton yesterday morning. We first brought you this story at NJ1015.com. The home had been illegally partitioned into apartments, making it difficult for fire crews to search. Outrageous but true, many animal cruelty cases in Jersey end without a trial or conviction, but things could soon be changing.
Assemblywoman Annette Quijano is sponsoring a measure to provide abused dogs and cats with legal representation.
The legislation calls for giving attorneys and law students the ability to serve on a volunteer basis as the legal advocate for the animal in court.
She adds animal abusers should be punished for their disgusting behavior.
For many people, the family pet is another family member. And when a pet is abused, that pet should have justice.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News 509. Nancy Pelosi is once again Speaker of the House, with the new Congress taking office yesterday. But there was some dissension among Jersey's new representatives. Democrats Andy Kim and Tom Malinowski voted for Pelosi, but Jeff Van Drew and Mikey Sherrill did not. For decades, doctors have been thinking of ways to reduce the need for radiation therapy on cancer patients. But newly published research out of Rutgers Cancer Institute of New Jersey finds the risky treatment option may help increase the survival rate for certain pediatric cancer patients.
The research finds that radiation following chemotherapy versus chemotherapy alone has resulted in a better survival rate among pediatric patients with early-stage Hodgkin lymphoma.
The difference was small, but measurable and statistically significant.
Dr. Peter Cole with Rutgers Cancer Institute says the study authors hope oncologists use this info to have an informed discussion with patients' families.
Some people are more scared about the risk of the cancer coming back, and others worry more about the long-term toxicity.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
New Jersey's hospitals help save lives. They also help save our economy. A report from the New Jersey Hospital Association finds the state's acute care hospitals delivered a $23.6 billion boost to the state economy in 2018.
New Jersey hospitals purchased $3.5 billion in goods and services from other businesses. They pay more than $9 billion in employee salaries.
And those employees' salaries generate more than $500 million in state income taxes that further support the Jersey economy. Planning to buy or sell a home in 2019? The New Jersey housing market looks strong so far, as a shortage of inventory means higher demand and higher prices.
Eileen Horowitz, president of New Jersey Realtors for 2019, says the median sales price for November 2018 was $315,000, a 4.1% increase from a year ago.
Moving into 2019, we're still predicting a very good, strong market.
Move-in-ready homes are the most desirable for millennials and first-time buyers.
Because of affordability, if they're putting a smaller amount of down payments, they don't always have a lot of money to do some house improvements. So they want open floor plan concept. They love the white kitchens, gray paint, blue paint.
They also want to be closer to the city's restaurants and shopping areas. Jen Ursulo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News 512. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says a mostly cloudy, fairly mild, dry day today, but periods of steady rain become likely tonight, and a wet Saturday for you. Dan has an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
Steve Trevelise.
I'm so happy to talk to you. Your station cheers me up.
Well, I don't care what I'm talking about. You call this radio station, I will stop and tell you a joke.
You know what? I would laugh every time.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11, on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News 514. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow rejoins us. And Dan, we're trying to look on the bright side of things and looking at January 4th. It's better rain than snow.
That's true, according to many people. If you're looking for snow in cold air, you have to wait a little longer. It still looks like next weekend at the earliest our big cool down, and I'm still seeing some really cold temperatures by the middle of the month. So if you miss snow, be patient. If you like rain, well, you've got some of it coming this weekend. Today we're going to stay dry, although sky's becoming mostly cloudy again in pretty short order. It is chilly out there this morning, most of the state below the freezing mark. We'll see highs close to 50 this afternoon, mostly cloudy, and again dry during the day. But tonight, periods of steady rain take over. Lows fall to around 40, and tomorrow does look wet overall. The steadiest rain in the morning, nothing too heavy, but again, wet, soggy. Scattered showers in the afternoon, tapering off tomorrow evening. It'll be cloudy and breezy for your Saturday, highs mid to upper 40s. Now, Sunday looks pretty nice. Dry, mostly sunny, maybe a little bit windy, over 20 miles an hour at times. High temperatures bounce back to near 50. Monday, increasing clouds on the cool side, lower 40s. Next chance for of rain, maybe some snowflakes, will be early Tuesday morning. New Jersey First News time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning. A break in the case of the fatal pre-Christmas shooting of a gas station worker in Edison. More NJ Transit trains canceled already this morning. We've got a constant eye on it. In sports, Islanders win in overtime. Flyers lose to Carolina. Phillies sign ex-Yankee reliever David Robertson. For the first time in more than 4 years, UConn women's basketball loses a regular season game. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey. Fast traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Friday morning. Oh boy, do we need a weekend. And of course, it comes with rain. Moving in late tonight into tomorrow. During the daytime hours today, becoming mostly cloudy. It'll be fairly mild and dry. Look for high temperatures this afternoon in the upper 40s to maybe 50 degrees. New Jersey First News time is still 5:19.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 on this Friday morning, Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow back after the bottom of the hour with your commuter weather. The new Democrat-led House of Representatives last night passes a funding plan to reopen the government, but predictably without any room in that proposal for footing the bill for President Trump's long-promised border wall. The shutdown hits day 14 today. Kids love electronic gizmos, and many Jersey parents are giving their children cell phones when they're 7 or 8 years old. But is this really a good idea? Many experts believe the answer is no.
According to psychologist Dr. Stephen Tobias, there is growing support nationally for kids to not get cell phones until 8th grade. He says with cyber predators lurking everywhere, waiting until a child is 14 years old makes sense.
They tend to be more social at that age. They, you know, certainly use the phone to contact their friends. It's appropriate, you know, they're becoming more independent from their parents.
Tobias adds, even if you wait to give your kid a cell phone, they should always understand the phone belongs to mom and dad, and parents should feel free to check it whenever they want to. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We told you recently about toll increases at the Delaware Memorial Bridge, but those will not go into effect as planned March 1st, thanks to a Phil Murphy veto. He says he scrapped the hike because not all of the money would have gone to critical bridge improvements. Financial analyst Greg McBride of Bankrate.com expects to see the Fed raise interest rates at least twice this year. And while he sees respectable economic growth, a predicted slowdown toward the end of the year prompts this advice.
If you're a borrower, particularly with variable rate debt, continue to focus on paying that down or locking in fixed rates. Boost your savings as well.
And the good news, bad news, savings will earn more behind rate hikes, but credit card rates and eventually mortgage rates will rise. New Jersey middle schoolers must now take financial literacy courses, a measure signed into law yesterday by Acting Governor Sheila Oliver. It'll apply to the school year starting in September 2019. Lawmakers say the curriculum covers budgeting, saving, credit, and debt. Opening statements yesterday in the trial of a Lawrence Township man accused of fatally stabbing his estranged wife in front of their 12-year-old son in Commercial Township a little over 2 years ago. Prosecutors say Jeremiah Monell stabbed Tara O'Shea Watson dozens of times. The president of Rowan University is in the middle of a 100-day challenge attempting to fill the institution's career closet with hundreds of dry-cleaned suits and dresses for students attempting to start their careers.
Ali Hushmand had to scramble in order to find a suit for his graduation several years ago. Now, as president of Rowan,
I kind of remember those days and realized there may be many, many students here who are ready to go for interviews and enter the real world, and that $400 or $500 that they need to buy the first suit or the second suit, maybe they don't have or it's hard to come by.
The goal was to get 300 suits and dresses donated by March 10th. Hushman says they've already hit that mark. When all said and done, the challenge may actually bring in more than 600 pieces of professional clothing. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
525 on New Jersey's First News. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather, mostly cloudy, fairly mild and dry during the day today. Just like yesterday, highs upper 40s to around 50. Periods of steady rain will be likely tonight, though. Overnight lows upper 30s to lower 40s. And tomorrow for Saturday, wet with rain transitioning to scattered showers by the afternoon, ending completely in the early evening, then a dry Sunday. Dan will have more on the bottom of the hour. Also coming up at 5:30, two arrests in the recent fatal shooting of a gas attendant in Middlesex County. Business news is next.
New Jersey 101.5.
5:28 on New Jersey's First News. As we check business, Japanese shares tumbled and Shanghai's benchmark climbed Friday as Asian markets steadied following a technology-led sell-off on Wall Street. Traders cheered a private survey released Friday showing China's services sector expanded. In December, investors were also encouraged by news that the U.S. and China will hold trade talks in Beijing on January 7th and 8th. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk, and our news director is Annette Petrogioni.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.